Welcome to Maranhão, northeast Brazil, a state comprising both Amazon rainforest and pristine white sandy beaches along the sea. Perhaps one evening you might find the local fauna have wandered from their forest home, seeking a cool breeze of the Atlantic Ocean. Perhaps this fauna is a 7-foot-tall hunk of a man with an anteater face. Perhaps after a few caprinas, you approach the handsome beast. Hola, como va voce? Perhaps the hunk of a tapir approaches you and responds by eating out your brains. Don't fuck with the capilobo.
Today on Sexy Beast, we're talking about a big, sexy hunk of a man with a tapir's face. He's good looking for a tapir. He's got a big chest. The capilobo, che, the fucking music, man.
You're just so sexy. Are you a Loch Ness monster?
God,
shut up.
Big but cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees, Tony and Jago. Oops, there's a Wendigo. Hey, come on after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me? Smack with me. With a big foot dick, you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a big foot dick and a Loch Ness monster, pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
Hello there, and welcome to Sexy Beast, your foray into the menagerie of the unexplained. What's that? It's a zoo of things we don't understand, is what that means. And every podcast is devoted to...
Keep going.
Hello there, ho ho ho, are you? And welcome to Sexy Beast, your foray into the menagerie of the unexplained. Every podcast that we do, we devote to a specific creature. Could be a cryptid, could be a weird monster, and we discuss its history, its merits, and then we review the beast using FECS analysis, and then we rate it against other creatures in our premier crypt. And be sure to listen all the way to the end, guys, because you guys have been sending in some phenomenal freak encounters. A freak encounter is a weird, spooky story submitted by you, our freak of a fucking listeners. So we're really grateful for you.
Thank you.
And also we'll be playing Top Trumps, where I'm up, Jago's losing. What's the name of your team again, Jago?
Operation You, Me and Dupree Tree.
Yeah, Operation You, Me and Dupree Tree. And mine is shit, what is it? You drew a picture of a penis with long hair and glasses.
Yeah.
That looks like a fucking substitute Irish teacher.
Who doesn't know Irish too well?
No, that doesn't know Irish too well.
Leharis, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. On Will Caddicott? Fuck off.
You know
what I mean is, can I go? Are you asshole gonna just let me go to the toilet, for God's sake? Anyway, look, you don't even know who I am. My name's Tony Cantwell. I'm a future IFTA award winner, and my co-host, as always, the only IFTA he'll be getting is when his girlfriend says, if that's what you call a lick out, then I'm out of here. Mark Jago.
I like that one. That one tickled me pink.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Yeah, it's good. I love this creature.
Hey, come on, why don't you fucking buy me dinner before you jump into bed with me?
And tell you, you love this creature.
How are you, something?
I'm good, how are you? I'm very warm.
I know, I'm very warm. What do you do to cool down?
So my room in my apartment faces directly at the sun all the time.
Jesus
so
Christ.
It heats up like it's crazy. Very good for growing plants in a terrarium. I have a lot of succulents and I have a lot of cacti that I like to do.
A lot of phone booths. Jago famously grabbed a cactus rather than his phone, famously.
Famously. Yeah, so I do like to grow a few plants, but then like I can't sleep in my room most of the time. I have no sheets, no duvet on my bed at the moment.
Jesus.
Yeah, like I'm a creature of the night.
That's...
I don't know what that means, but I sometimes I like to just sprinkle some water on my body.
You did it just before here.
Yeah.
Just before this podcast. And then what I found very interesting is you moistened your fingers to sprinkle at me, and then when I refused, you, waste not, want not, sucked the juice off your fingers.
Yeah, water is a precious commodity.
It is.
Climate change.
Very good. another nouns.
Climate change.
Jago DiCapolobo.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I don't know, I'm smitten.
There was...
Besotted.
The drawing of this, which is essentially just a big wrestler body tapir face, man.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know what... It's definitely some... by the way, when I googled this, I got into a lot of furry forums. Mm-hmm. Like this, everyone knows it's sexy. I don't know. I'm getting a bit fucking freaked out.
What do you mean?
Because I think it's like, it could be a Tick Balan killer. We'll get into it later.
The famous Tick Balan, of which a tattoo I still have to get.
Yeah.
Look, you are at a Brazilian party.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with some cool young Brazilians. Mm. They're listening to...
Oh, yeah, they're Brazilian.
Yeah, they are, yeah. All right, you're cracking on to a Brazilian verb.
Hey, bird. Have you heard about the Cape Lobo?
Que?
I say it. It's a vampiric Brazilian creature. It has actually two forms. Its first form is very like a tapir. Fuck off my language. My bloody mouth. It won't let me speak properly. It has two forms.
Can you start again?
Yes, I can. So it has two forms. Its first form is like a larger tapir than normal. It's stronger, faster, has a deep shaggy coat. And then it can transform into humanoid form. Where it is a tall, 7-foot muscular human body, large tapir head. It has large claws, like a pangolin. Do you ever see those segmented, like almost like tapirs? And then it has large legs ending in hooves. Another thing is it always stinks terribly and carries around a blanket of flies to hide itself from view.
Pay attention, if you take out your cock, I'm going to be so annoyed.
And I say, the Capello is my boyfriend.
What's that mean? He didn't even say it right. The Cape Lobo.
It's a cape friend. Or cape lobo.
Whatever. Cape Lobo.
Cafe Lobo. Sometimes it also is described as having one eye, one leg, which I'm not into that one.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I want to show you something. It's got one eye, one leg, if you know what I mean.
If you take out your cock,
no, it's
so
a Cape Lobo.
Yeah. I never know what to say when you say that. But yeah.
You should come prepared because I say it every week.
It's sort of like a werewolf, but only changes from these two forms and not into a humanoid form.
I'm into that. So it's either a bigger than average tapir.
Yeah, with like a big shaggy coat.
With a big shaggy impenetrable
slimmer,
coat.
Slimmer, faster, and more aggressive, apparently.
Or it is a kind of wolf, what we would consider a contemporary wolf man, but with hoofs rather than little doggy feet.
Yeah.
And a big tapir head.
And claws. Ooh. Now, we haven't played this in a while, but it's going to be How Do I Become This Cryptid?
How do I become this cryptid?
I can't answer that. So basically, you need to be old and dying and to go into the local forests in the area in Brazil that you mentioned.
Marano.
Yeah,
now.
If you're old and dying and you go into those forests... before dying, your body will transform into the Cape Lobo.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So there you go. That's how you do it. You'd be old Brazilian man going to the forest.
It's kind of like being John Malkovich, except there's just a load of elflas being big tapirs.
Big tapirs, yeah.
Sexy tapirs, orgy.
Would you rather like be an old man and die, or would you become a big sexy vampiric tapir?
I don't think I could live as a... Well, no, yeah, probably. I mean, the thing is, I always think, you know, what a life. Cats, you know, or dogs or whatever, or just, you know... living in the forest, you know,
yeah.
As a fox. Everyone is starving. Everything is starving.
It's a struggle.
Everyone is like almost, I feel like I'm about to die. I am so hungry.
Mm.
Everything apart from us and our full bellies.
And our pets.
Yeah, but even they are like always hungry. Like they're never
That's
getting
true.
Enough.
Yeah, and my dog always eats everything.
And they don't have full control as to when they can eat. We have complete and utter. So I don't ever want to come back as anything because I'm too hungry.
So you even if someone says you're going to come back as like a monkey in a zoo, you'd be like, no, because they're always hungry and they only have to eat certain times.
If I can't eat toast or something like that at any time that I want, then
you start freaking out. Yeah. Kill me now if I can't eat toast. When you make toast late at night, do you use a plate?
When I have kitchen roll, I use kitchen roll.
I use kitchen roll too, and I got slaggins about it. It was like, why don't you use a plate? And I was like, well, I'm using a kitchen towel.
Don't want to use a plate.
Yeah, because I don't want to wash a plate.
My ma's really wound up by my stepdad because he cuts, like, he'll cut like a, what are those little swirly things?
Rolls.
Swiss roll or
something.
Yeah, yeah. He'll cut a Swiss roll on a towel rather than do it on a plate.
Oh, that made me fucking grin.
But then, like, she's like, just do it on a plate.
because otherwise I have to wash the fucking towel.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no, because I don't want to have to clean the plate. But then I have to wash a margarine towel.
We shouldn't
be wasting paper like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Do we waste the water or do we waste the paper? I don't know.
Maybe you should just put it in the toilet and wipe your arse with it.
We should. I cut things on my hands. That's why I have such many cuts. I baked a loaf of bread for the first time there the other day.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Very well.
Really?
Very successful.
First time I cooked a big loaf of bread, I was like, I'll just Google. And obviously, the first thing that came up was an American bread. And it was like, add like 9 cups of sugar to this bread.
Yeah, if you don't be making Wonder Bread.
And it was absolutely grim. Like, it was the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life. Still ate the whole thing, like, in one big, and it still wasn't cooked properly. And I just remember just, like, wolfing it down in my house, in my parents' house.
Doughy in the
mouth. And my mom kept asking me, was it okay? And I was like, yeah. And I was like.
That's the most difficult part, is waiting until it cools.
Yeah.
So there you are. Cabelobo.
We know a bit about it.
We know a bit about it. Well, hang on. Let me say this to you, right? Tapir. A sexy tapir man. I remember I used to work in the zoo.
What were you doing in the zoo?
I was selling ice creams.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
Famously. Well, not famously, but I tell the story quite a lot. I was.
You were just doing your warm-up act, your comedy.
No, I don't say it. I don't say it on stage. I've just told the story a couple of times to friends. That they put me in. So two things. I had to cycle around this fridge. It was a bike with the front part was a fridge, and we were selling like Cornetto softs, but like it was really heavy. So like, and Dublin Zoo was very like hilly,
yeah.
So you just go down to be bombing down this thing with a fridge, like, get out of the fucking way, and like better kill people.
Did it have a bell?
And no, it didn't. It'd just be screaming. And then that proved unsuccessful, so they put me in the fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. All they told me was, they were like, Tony, just. All you have to do is take the frozen chips in here and then do them for a couple of minutes. That'll tell you when it's done, and then you do it on the side. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So there was no one around, and I was like, no, that's all they told me to do, and there was no one buying anything. So I kept, you know, deep fat frying the chips and then piling them up on the side, and there was like, right, well, no one's here. They told me just to, and I kept doing it. And then eventually this woman came out, and by the time I was finished, it was like a fucking, you know, pyramid of Giza mound of chips. And she's like, Tony, will you stop making fucking chips? And she was like, if just reheat the old ones.
That's horrible.
It was a horrible job.
Tony, how could you not? Like, what age were you?
I'm a very gormless man, Mark Jago.
They told you to do this one thing and you repeated it.
I'm a very, I lack a lot of initiative when it doesn't come to making things that I want to make. But anyway, while I was working there, I witnessed real-time Dumbo-level cruelty to animals. You know that ugly kid in Dumbo?
Where it's
like, big ears? It's all like this. You know the real Irish head on him? Like, he had big sticky-out ears.
Yeah.
You know, like little bucky teeth.
Leitrim.
What is your issue with Leitrim?
One set of traffic lights.
You get over that. Our Dobberku is from Leitrim, I'll have you remember. Anyway, he was a real ugly-looking kid, and he was screaming at this tapir, and he was like, hey, you fucking big nose! Fucking big nose! And he was spitting at it, at his tapir, like, pff, pff.
What the fuck? Did you do anything?
I was like, give it over there. You would have battered me. Yeah, I told you I'd be killed by 4 wasps last week.
Yeah, that's true.
Kid, let alone kid. And there were kids like that. Like, not to fucking, you know... Like, fucking kid A, kid B. Kids are fucked up, man. Kids will fuck you up. Boy A, boy B.
If they're not raised correctly, they're fucked.
I know, but, like, they're so loose. Like, they're so loose with the moral code. And then it's that whole idea that I need to this kind of, like, genetic one-upmanship that you just feel like... Anyway, yeah, kids are fucked. What would you do to punish a child, your son, spitting out a tapir at the zoo?
Pour...
Jesus Christ.
Ants on it and let the tapir eat the ants.
And then he saves them,
and then he'll know that the tapir is his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, earn respect.
Man charged with pouring ants on child. Where was the tapir, he said.
Yeah. The tapir, no, like...
The child was not nowhere for comment.
Eaten by the tapir.
The child had been eaten by the ants. Look, we know what it is.
And we love it,
but can this thing fucking fight? Come on.
Okay, I'm just going to start this segment off with a quote I read in a book that I illegally downloaded.
Whoa.
And
you're holding your book sideways now. You must have tried to get more writing on it.
I did.
Wow.
It will hunt a man until the ends of the earth. It will catch it. It will then twist it around. It'll twist it around backwards, shove its head up its arse, and then kick him so violently he vomits in his own anus and drowns.
Shut the fuck up.
That was in this book.
You wrote that?
I 100% didn't. And the name of the book was The Horribly Irresponsible Guide to Hunting Cryptids.
Fuck off. Yeah. That sounds like a great book.
I think it was meant for kids, but there's a lot of word testicles in it.
It doesn't sound like it's for kids.
Oh yeah, he's puking in his own anus.
Puking his own arse. Hey man, keep me away from the capybara and make me vomit up my arse.
Clear my ass. Oh, I can't go see the new Harry Potter because he vomits up his own arse and drowns.
I'm not going to say anymore because I told my man I was going to vomit my arse like capybara.
Yeah, so good fight. It's fucking unreal.
This is... See, I feel bad for our listeners sometimes, Jacob, because there's cryptids that we love and sometimes there's cryptids that we don't like. Like, this is a fucking who's who, right? 7 foot tall, long, prehensile tongue?
Prehensile.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Big claws. Apparently bulletproof skin.
Yeah.
Big powerful legs and hooves. Unearthly stench, causing headaches and dizziness for several days to a month. A cloud of flies, possibly with the ability to control the flies, we simply do not know. A shrill scream that can make you go mad and heard 10 miles away. Up close, they make the sound of blowing into a bottle, much like...
Oh, I like the sound.
Me too, it's calming.
Yeah, it's... Its scream can cause paralysis and make you go mad and get lost if even if you know the way. So a bit like the opposite of a Tick Balanca. A bit Tick Balanca. Oh, where was I? Oh, I've got lost. No, a Tick Balanca like will try and get you lost, but then if you ask to stop, it'd be like, fine. It's this way, mate.
Now why don't you hop on my back and I'll bring you through the paradise.
Yeah, exactly. Good lad. Its hide is nigh invulnerable.
Is your hide nigh invulnerable?
Nay, it's vulnerable.
Nay, hide is nay invulnerable.
No, they do have weak points too. In fact,
shit.
The eyeballs and the belly button.
That's a real shame.
One swift strike to either of them will incapacitate, but not kill, a capilobo.
And it must be done with a spear, allegedly.
Yeah, so those were like the tribes people back in the day, apparently. It was and it's tenacious. It will hunt you down if you walk into it. It's also very active on a Sunday.
So this is what I hear, right? Anyone who is foolish enough to hunt on a Sunday will likely be attacked. While predatory, the capybolo do not actively hunt humans. They prefer dogs, cats, and goats, especially newborns. Mm-hmm. Weird sentence. Like, it's the hierarchy. Dogs, cats, goats, newborn babies.
I thought newborns was like newborn goats.
You emphasize that like it's different. Newborn goats. Especially newborn goats.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right, I feel like it's babies. However, if they do manage to capture a human, they will grab them tightly, sucking their brains through the top of their skull. In some cases, they will sever the carotid artery instead.
Carotid
artery, and drink their victim's blood, or even rip their prey apart with their sharp teeth. It is said that these creatures are a sort of lycanthrope. However, rather than changing between forms... Yeah, we've already established that. Yeah. You told me that earlier. Serious contender.
Serious fucking... And it's fond of attacking things as well.
It's got a ruthless streak.
Streak to it, yeah. It's aggressive. I'm terrified of it.
Do it.
I give it a score of... Big old 9. Oh no!
Oh, where am I? I must give this thing a score of 9 as well.
Yeah! God, I think this is a contender.
Well, until we get to evidence.
But what is the evidence, sir? I'm just writing something down.
Yeah, no, this is a bit of a slippery slope. It doesn't really... There's not a lot. There is in 1937, a huge herd of... apparently, these cattle was murdered by one of these creatures, killed over 100 between 1937, March and April.
Jesus.
A group of hunters managed to track it down, and as it got to the forest line where it was, it let off a terrifying scream, and all the hunters ran away and refused to go near it. They said they still to this day... Well, they're dead. 1937. But they said back then, they said to someone else that they would never go back into the forest after seeing that shape.
Don't go into the forest.
Don't go in the forest. A local village was apparently attacked, and they found a man's body outside with his anus eaten and his brain cracked out.
Oh, pardon.
Oh, and he said that they said that it was like a plague in the village, and they said it was caused by the stench of the creature being close to its locale. Now, people came in and said it was some sort of flu, but we know that's wrong.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if, so it's like Columbo showing up here, he's like, we got a man whose ass been eaten and his place stinks like shit. It's got to be the capybara.
This guy's a capybara.
Well, all
one more thing.
One more thing. I noticed his ass was eaten.
Yeah, you keep bringing it up, Columbo. Would you mind? Stop, dude.
Can I see some pictures?
Can I see some pictures?
He doesn't sound like Columbo. Listen, all I know is from folklore, Brazilian folklore. In a book called In the Land of Palms by S. Foi Albro, he says that, this comes from 1931, talking about the people of the Maranhão. They believe that in the forest, mainly in Pindara, there is a ferocious animal called Cupelobo. A Timbira Indian walking in the forest of Pindara had come to see one of those animals that screams fearfully and leaves a round trail like a bottle bottom. The mysterious animal has a man's body covered with long hair. The head is equal to that of an anteater, and the hull with bottle bottom.
He's bringing up bottles all the time.
He's clearly an alcoholic.
He's like, he's looking around, he's like, it's a bottle.
With a prehensile tongue resembling that of a bottle, and he encounters a human being. He embraces it, trembles the skull in the highest region, inserts the tip of the muzzle into the hole, and sucks the entire head, sup the kernel like a bottle.
Does he say that?
No, it doesn't. Oh.
Oh, he's just not good.
Another book called Geography of the Brazilian Myths. It talks about a fantastic animal of human body and muzzle of anteater that leaves at night to prowl the Maranhão. It's all the same fucking shit. Kills newborn dogs.
Same fucking shit. Whoa. And
it's just the same shit again. I'm reading the same shit.
Yeah, there is a lot of, it does seem to be word of mouth. There's not a lot of descriptions to it. I read an article saying that...
You read the headline of an article. Go
on. I read the headline of an article saying, man killed by Cabelo, but no. So basically, animals, if, say, someone dies of a natural cause in the forest,
sure.
The animals will go for the softer bits, so the eyes, the anus will first. Yeah, exactly. So, like, so if some sort of creature, it did fall, and then someone were to happen upon a body that had been, like, skull cracked open, brain eaten out, they'd be like, oh, okay, this could be Capilobo. It's also been used as a warning to the younger people in the tribes as well, that if they go hunting on Sunday, which was typically a religious day for the local tribes, that I think it's a way for them to go to, like, not go to work or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, stay off, you can't.
Or just similar kind of boogeyman mentality. Don't be going into the forest. Yeah, so on a Sunday.
Originally set up to try and protect people, but is mutated into some sort of horrible creature that will actively hunt them down.
So what could it be, Mark Jago? Some people believe it is a Mylohyus, an extinct wild pig. Apparently that was 90 centimetres high, 1.6 meters long, and weighed 85 kilograms.
Jesus.
A big old capelobo-looking motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, its first form, but how did that turn into its a human form?
Do you know what? I don't think I eat much pork, and I think I should probably stop.
Oh, yeah? Just there. Sausages?
I don't eat a lot of rashers. Sausages, do you?
Rashers?
I don't eat much rashers.
Yeah, I eat a lot of rashers. I'd
order them, but I wouldn't cook many.
Yeah. Oh, candied bacon and token if you get the Parmesan chips with candied bacon.
Tell you the...
I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Anyway, evidence.
I gave it an evidence of 4.
Ooh, I think I gave... Excuse me.
Oh my God, Tony, that's 2 in a row you've yawned in.
That was the last episode you clim.
I know. 2 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
You clim.
I gave this an evidence of 3.
Okay, do you know what? I'm going to go down to you because the evidence just ain't there, honey.
Because losing everything is like you going down on me. Is it cool though?
Cool, baby.
Hench anteater.
Yeah, like we can't describe it good enough.
Stacked body of a man. What's not to like? Vampire, check. Brain sucker, check. Big hooves. Long face.
Hooves, long tongue, soft long fur. Tongue. Yeah. Man, I feel like a tapir. I love it. I don't know why, but it just it excites me in so many different ways.
It has some great illustrations of it.
Yeah, I think that's what gets me. This is, I love a good drawing. Do you ever see like a real sort of crudely drawn scripted? Even though it might be really interesting, it's like, oh, that don't get me wet.
That don't get me wet.
It's ripped. I think it is the yin to the Tikkabalang's yang. I think, even though we did say that Tikkabalang is not the nicest or whatever, he does crush people to death and all. But I do think that if this was a cartoon, a Saturday morning cartoon TV show, say, me and Tony, if anyone wants to draw us as cartoon characters,
sure.
We'd have Tikkabalang as our friend and the evil bad guy. I wouldn't say he is the main bad guy, though. Mm-hmm. I'd say he's the henchman, like the main henchman.
Right.
And I'd say the main bad guy would probably be like Chitahori.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have a Loveland Frog, obviously, as our like our mascot. And then we have Tikkabalang, and we use him to ride around to different countries.
We'd have a kappa as well, wouldn't we? Like,
yeah. And we always put stuff in his head, and he's like, don't do that.
Yeah. Eating soup or whatever, miso soup out of his little fucking cunty head.
Yeah. Saturday morning, TV. Kids TV.
And we're like ultra hench, like G.I. Joe, but it's our small little faces and a big hench body.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm really smart in it. I have a really big knob.
It would have to be some, okay. It would have to be like Sexy Beasts and like the Warriors of fucking something.
Yeah. Sexy Beasts and the Warriors of Tiernanogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we live in Tiernanogue.
Yeah.
And just behind an Aldi in swords.
Let's get Keeper of the Crypt, Ben Clifford, to do some folklore investigations for us. Look, this thing's cool, simple as, I give it fucking 8.
I give it 8 also.
Right, well look, we know that it could fuck most things up in the theatre screams, but we also know it didn't exist. But we also know that it's cool, but is it sexy? It's good looking for a tapir. It's got a big chest, but it stinks like shit.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that I've lost points on.
Smelly, smelly, smelly.
Smelly, smelly, smelly.
Smelly, smelly, smelly.
I'm watching, re-watching all of Friends from the very, very start. And before I started watching Friends from all the start, I would have thought that Ross was my favorite. But like, he's so fucking manipulative. It's actually mental.
What do you mean?
Like, he's moaning about the smallest little thing that, like, back in the day, I would just thought Ross was funny because he's like, he's freaking out a bit, but he's literally like, don't you dare look at Rachel. Fucking look at me when I'm talking to you. Don't you dare look at Mark. Don't you look at him.
That's not at all what he does.
He does, and he's all freaking out, and he's like, oh, Tony's drunk.
No, I dropped my laptop. Go on.
But he's, there's a lot of manipulative behavior.
He never says, don't fucking look at Mark.
Well, he implies with his eyes, his mad eyes.
He's jealous, definitely. He's definitely jealous. I don't know if he's...
There is some other things about, like, where the episode where Joey famously tries on all the clothes for, that they're going to a dinner or something. Mm-hmm. A dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to get out of the chair, so Chandler hides his underwear and then Joey. He starts screaming at Rachel in the middle of the room in front of all of her friends, be like, just put some clothes on. It doesn't matter what you wear. No one's going to be looking at you.
Yeah, but like...
And everyone's like, in the laugh track's like, oh, Phoebe made a joke about astrology.
No, they laugh at Rachel's reaction because she's like, you know, fucking, you gonna talk to me like that? And then she fucking does.
And then she just sits down and starts. She has correspondence to do.
Correspondence,
which is so 90s.
And then she very obediently goes out with him without wearing underwear.
Yeah. So even after, I don't know, it's a bit of manipulation. Anyway, I think this thing is very sexy. It does stink, though, which.
Why did you think of that when I said smelly, smelly, smelly?
Smelly cat, smelly cat. Yeah. It's not your fault. Oh, that was a good no, wasn't it?
Very good.
Thanks. I do think it's sexy. It stinks. It's smelly. But give it a wash. Give it a lash dack.
Never, never, never say no. That you won't fuck a capalobo. Never, never, never say no. It's hench. It's sexy. It has a sexy face. I like the long face.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I do like the long...
Why the long face? Because it's sexy.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking Capaloba walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long face? He says, because it's sexy.
Yeah. Capi Labber walks into a bar wearing a dress and says, why the long face? And he says,
what's under that?
What's under that dress? It's sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah.
I love this, like, time to kill bollocks. What's under that dress? It's sexy. It's good looking for a tapir. It's got a big chest, but it stinks like shit. I give it a sex appeal.
Of?
Seven.
Seven. I actually give it seven as well.
If it's not washing, then I'm not doshing. I mean, buying
a
dinner.
But yeah, so maybe after a rainstorm, it's nice.
I sometimes have to say that to my wife. If you're not showering, I'm not buying you dinner. As you know, my wife is famously disgusting.
Stinky.
So I have to say, if you're not showering, well, then I'm not buying you dinner anymore. Because she's a kept woman.
She's agoraphobia, isn't she?
She does, yeah.
Yeah. Scared of being angry.
My wife is way more successful and clean than me.
Yeah, exactly. I think Terry is known for her beautiful scent.
She is, yep. Anyway, I'm still looking for hetero life partners, though. This whole thing, marriage thing, is casual, as I established in the last. I'm trying to set up a new sex trend. Pride looked like great crack there. I want to start my own thing.
You just want a straight pride parade. You're just...
I don't want a straight pride parade.
So you want a heterosexual friend who can go to things with you when your wife is not available. That's me.
No, I don't want that. I think people should be able to... Anyway, sex appeal of seven. Jago, do you have the scores?
I do. Hit me with the link.
What is it?
Nine. Fight. Nine? No. Back. Yeah, start that again. Nine.
It was nine.
Oh, sorry. Play again. Jamie, cut this out.
No, leave that in.
It's too warm. Nine, fighting. Evidence, three. A cool eight. And sexy, seven.
With a total of?
27. Not as much as I thought.
Well, the evidence would have us not believe it exists.
Mm.
Having said that, though, that's pretty good. It was 27. And, oh my God. It's on the same as the Flatwood Monster. Oh my God.
What?
It's 0.5 ahead of the Tikbalang.
Oh, yeah, shit. We gave 0.5 to Tikbalang.
We gave 0.5 in terms of, we gave evidence to Tikbalang 2.5. There's more evidence of the Tikbalang than this. We're such idiots.
Do you want to take a 0.5 and put it in the same?
We can't keep doing this.
Okay, no, yeah, no. Well, your original scores stand. I'm going to put that foot down because my leg's killing me.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. In 24th place, or potentially joint, I don't know. There are a lot of these are mostly the same number. there you have it. Capilobo, welcome to the Premier Crypt. We love you.
We love you. We do. I genuinely, I'm sort of sickened that doesn't exist.
It's a real shame. But anyway, look, it's what everyone tunes in for. Me whooping your ass.
Last week you were like,
whooping your ass.
Slowly dying.
No, no one's saying that. It's me whooping your ass. In Top Trumps. No matter what they do.
Who's gonna win? Is it Tony or Jago? Putting a wolfman against a mermaid. Pick one team in the theater. Screams at the part of the show that we call Top Trumps.
Okay. Mark Jago.
You gonna shuffle your cards?
Team. What's my team again?
I don't have it written down. Sorry.
Right, well, my new team is team... Oh, it was really good. All right, I suppose we'll never know. Against team Operation You, Me, and Dupree Tree. I choose...
Oh, you're not looking happy about this. Is this a crappy monster?
Cool.
Yeah?
Of six.
You won. Bunyip.
Yes!
I had a cool of four.
Man-eating tree. What a... Oof, it's a fly in my mouth. Fucking fly flying in my mouth. Yes! So I will be the new... I will be team... Team Steam.
Team Steam. Great name.
Steam. versus same operation, you, me, and
no,
the
you need a new one.
No. Okay. Team Operation New You, Me, and Dupree Tree.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Thank you. Mark Jago, do you potentially have... No, we have a freaking counter. A Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Freaking counters.
Freak encounters. Oh, brilliant.
This one comes in from Brian Motherway. Brian, thank you very much for sending in your freak encounter.
Thanks, Brian.
If you would like to send it in, please do so at sexybeastpod on the Instagram or sexybeastpod@gmail.com on the old Gmail there. And here we go. Here we go. When I was 11, we were camping out, my mates, in the middle of the night. We saw shadows illuminated through the tent by the sensor light in my mate's garden. We heard shuffling and rang his sister to come out to the window to look out because we were too scared to poke our heads out. She thinks it's a prank and sees nothing and tells us to grow up and hangs up. A few minutes later, it started back. So we ring my mate's dad to come home and come out to the back because he works late. He's a taxi man. He arrives home in what seems like an hour, but was probably 10 or 15 minutes. And as he arrives, we hear him shout, "What are you at? Get out of it!" As we hear someone hop my mate's back wall, his dad bursts open the tent, which is soaked in what smells like gasoline.
Fuck.
It was a dry summer's night, so there was no reason for the tent to be wet. The scariest part was the next morning we went out to look and found a box of matches in the bush. Won't ever camp to this day.
That's fucked up. Was it a ghost? And I looked
down. Fucking hell, Brian. Thank you very much,
Brian,
for that.
Brian, that's a good one. Jesus.
Scary stuff.
Scary stuff. Man, again, worst creature
the
of
worst
all.
Predator of all. Predator. Then man.
Then predators.
Then predators. Then xenomorphs. Then child.
Face huggers.
Yep. Jago, do you may chance have... Do you know what, actually? This is something I wanted to bring about Brazil.
Okay, here we go.
Right. No, it's nothing too crazy. I think actually I might have brought this up a few weeks ago when you said exclusively that Brazilian girls have nice bums.
I didn't say exclusively. I said on the whole.
Well, on the whole.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, you know the way like Spanish for Spain, España.
Yeah.
And Spanish for France is France.
Yeah.
And like... whatever, French for England is like Angleterre. And we have like our own versions. Like, for one, I don't understand why we don't just adopt whatever the country's called rather than try and, you know, anglicize it or
like
put it in
Burla.
Our
Burla. Sassana.
What's that?
Sassana is England.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thought it was...
Burla's English.
Oh, yeah. But with Brazil, the Portuguese for Brazil is Brasil with an S. Why aren't we all just calling it fucking Brasil?
Brasil.
What's wrong with everyone? Anyway, that's my new stand-up routine. Jago, do you have a Brazilian proverb?
I do have a Brazilian proverb. I'm going to show you, it's trying to say it in Portuguese. Quem tudo, quer nada tem. If you don't have a dog, you hunt with the cat.
Very good. Girl, you got that sexy beast. You're just so sexy. Are you a Loch Ness Monster? Or are you Bigfoot, cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees, Tony and Jago? Oops, there's a Wendigo. Hey, come on after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me? With a Bigfoot dick you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a Bigfoot dick and Loch Ness Monster pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
Oi, oi, tutto bene. This has been a Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.